Joe Biden clings to Dr. Anthony Fauci on Omicron variant despite growing controversy. By Charlie Spiring on December 1, 2021. President Joe Biden continues to hold Dr. Anthony Fauci in high regard, despite growing controversy over his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Fauci was the only federal health official who met with Biden and his coronavirus team on Sunday to discuss the Omicron variant, according to a photo released by the White House. Biden also appeared Monday with Fauci and Vice President Kamala Harris to talk about how his administration would handle it. The president stressed during his speech that Fauci believed that existing coronavirus vaccines would provide some level of protection and to keep getting the shots and boosters. "I want to reiterate, Dr. Fauci believes that the current vaccines provide at least some protection against the new variant and the boosters strengthen that protection significantly," Biden said. At one point in the event, Biden stepped aside to allow Fauci to take the presidential podium to detail his strategy. Harris stood next to Biden but did not speak. Since the emergence of the Omicron variant of the virus, Fauci continues raising panic about the potential dangers it poses to the United States. Fauci downplayed reports that the Omicron was not as much of a threat as originally feared, asserting it would be 2 to 4 weeks before scientists could have enough information about the virus. "Pending these data, the effect of this variant on transmission, severity of disease, and how well current vaccines treatment work remains speculative. Regardless of what we're hearing in the press," he warned during a press briefing with reporters on Tuesday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Fauci would continue leading the way on the coronavirus response, and that Biden would rely on his advice. "Dr. Fauci is the president's medical advisor. So, I would say that's not small potatoes," she told reporters aboard Air Force One on Wednesday. Over the weekend, Fauci appeared on television and fueled panic in response to the new virus strain, even though it is unclear how dangerous it will be to the United States. Fauci was defiant against critics, asserting it was dangerous to question him because, "I represent science." He also attacked states like Florida for pushing back against vaccine and mask mandates, even though vaccination rates in the state are high and coronavirus cases continue to drop. He also tried to restore the credibility of China's highly dubious animal wet market theory to explain the origin of the coronavirus, instead of a leak out of a lab. Fauci's interview only fueled additional Republican criticism, especially from Senators Tom Cotton, RR, Ted Cruz, RTX, and Rand Paul, RKY.